Many university students in the United States thought they would get through the final weeks of the 2021-2022 school year without another COVID-19 restriction. That is no longer the case for some. Major universities in the states of New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Texas recently put pandemic restrictions back in place. Many are once again requiring face coverings. In Washington, D.C., Howard University moved its classes back online. At Rice University in Texas, leaders told students to cancel any large parties. These and other rules come about 3 weeks before many universities hoped to hold graduation events without restrictions. For some students, it is the third straight year of COVID-related restrictions. Nina Heller is a third-year student at American University in Washington, D.C. When the school year started last August, she said, many people thought we're nearing the tail end of the pandemic. That didn't quite happen, Heller said. Most universities removed mask-wearing requirements earlier in 2022 after the fast spread of the Omicron variant ended. But a new version of Omicron is now spreading, especially in the northeastern part of the U.S. The new variant is known as BA2. For a short time in April, the city of Philadelphia brought back mask requirements. Universities there, including Temple and the University of Pennsylvania, followed along. While Philadelphia removed the mask requirement, the universities kept it in place on campus. At Williams College in Massachusetts, some professors permitted students to come to class without masks beginning in April, but after less than a week, the university put a new requirement in place. Kit Erdang is a third-year student at Williams. Erdang said many friends are getting sick. Erdang said they were dropping like flies. There's definitely been a lot more uncertainty in recent days, the student added. In Washington, D.C., Howard's campus was quiet last week. Students studied for their final exams and took classes from home. The number of COVID-19 cases in D.C. increased by 100% in April. The university has not said if it will change plans for graduation, set to take place May 7th. Leah DeGroot is a student at George Washington University, also in D.C. She said she never stopped wearing her mask and that returning to face coverings is a relatively small thing to do. Other universities, such as Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, are asking students to take COVID-19 virus tests 2 times a week. At New Mexico State University, students are now required to have a COVID-19 vaccine by July 1st instead of showing a negative virus test each week. Anita Barking is a leader of the COVID-19 Task Force for the American College Health Association. She said, "The pandemic is still with us." She said that even if students would like it to be over, that is just wishful thinking. But many students are thinking that way. Niraj Sudhakar is working on an advanced degree in engineering at Columbia University in New York City. Sudhakar said most students there are vaccinated. The student said, "I think we just need to move on with the pandemic and treat it as endemic rather than going back to what we were doing the past 2 years." I'm Dan Friedel.